At least, but Darius's mic buzzes. At least mine doesn't buzz.
No, is mine buzzing?
No, not for me. It's not.
No, but when we listened to it last week, it did. Right, I've turned my mic up. That's got to be better now.
That's better.
Yeah, that's better. Why don't you just do that in the first place?
You had all this whole time you didn't turn it up. It's too quiet. Yeah. I'll get a new lead. You could have turned it up on me.
Yeah, when you put it like that, it does seem like that's the first thing I should have tried.
We look, the question that Justin posed before your mic issues was, what is gayer, felching your jizz out of another man's anus, your own jizz, or felching another man's jizz out of a woman's vagina?
Ollie's mum's vagina.
Well, no, because then that's incest for him. Just another random.
But they were posing this to the listener. No, yeah, go on.
Oh. Well, yeah, we are. Also, to the listeners, let us know in the comments. But
is this like a standard pub question, or did Justin write this?
I came up with that on the fly, mate. I'm a very creative man. I don't know why you're trying to insinuate otherwise.
No, I guess the question is, what is eating jizz gay?
But what the question? Hang on. What the question doesn't stipulate is how your jizz got up the man's anus. If you've pumped it up there, then clearly that's obviously, but it's just been turkey basted up there. You haven't put it there. Because that would make it too obvious.
Well, I actually think the turkey baster really helps because it makes the whole thing quite clinical and procedural.
Mm. And food.
And also there's a turkey somewhere.
But you're still felching it out of another man's anus, though.
Have you ever had a girl treat you fellatially and then asked if you want it back?
No, and if she dared to do that, it's called snowballing.
Hang on, Susie Dent Dictionary Corner. Do you mean suck you off?
Yes.
Treat you fellatially? Fuck me. Yeah. Is that what you said?
Being classy. Yeah, yeah.
Being classy.
Listen, let me tell you, it's not a treat. It's their privilege.
Yeah. Do you know what? I actually said that to a friend who was a bit upset that he was dumped. I was like, no, you are the prize. I think that's a good toxic way of thinking. Yeah. What a treat for them that they get to suck you off.
How's your kung fu training?
It's good. I don't hate it.
You look like the Karate Kid. A little bit. Right. You look like Ralph Macchio, whatever he's called. The carrot cake kid, carrot cake kid.
These trainers are funny. They basically don't speak English, and obviously I don't speak Thai, so I can't complain. But one of them did say to me, they said, "You've been training 2 weeks, still fat, right?" And like just said it right, like that, right? He was like prodding my belly, right? And he was like, "Still fat," and so I was like, "I need to put a stop to this." But it's really hard to like banter back when they got such limited English, but I managed to put a stop to it. But as soon as he went, "Been training 2 weeks, still fat," and I just went, "Yeah,
what?
I fucked your wife," and he knows all those words, and he got knew exactly what I meant.
What have you been training this week? The thousand hand slap, like Edmund Honda.
He doesn't get it. It's a hundred hand slap as well.
Is it 100?
I don't get it. Is it a movie reference?
It's a Street Fighter 2 reference. But whilst we were playing Street Fighter 2, you were reading books like a nerd.
Yeah.
And look where you are now.
You're sitting on your
fucking same place as us.
Sitting on like your fucking teacher's knee. Learning how to say things like treat you fellatially.
Have you got any new moves? Have they taught you any new moves?
The one thing which I have learned is I now understand why they skip. So, you know, every training session starts with skipping. I don't really understand why. It's because if you want to kick with your left leg, right, and your left leg is... So if you're right-handed, your left leg is going to be in front the whole time, right? Mm-hmm. So if you want to kick with your left leg, you need to bring your left leg back in order to kick. So what you do is you just very quickly switch your legs around.
Switch kick, yeah.
Yeah. And so that, like... That's really interesting. I didn't even know Like, you know, intuitively, you just don't do that, right? You take a step
You
back.
Should try skipping a meal.
There he is.
That's your final warning, Justin. We're not going to have another episode of you interrupting. No, wait, not another episode of you interrupting with mean comments regarding Ollie's weight. He's doing something about it.
He's doing something about it.
Yeah, the same way that you're now 12 days sober and he's not made fun of your crippling alcoholic addiction. So he's not done that.
No.
He hasn't.
13 days. And can I just say, Ollie, you look great, but in that hat, you look like you just got back from directing Fahrenheit 9/11.
I will give Justin this hat is merchandise from the cafe that I go to that has the best full English in Ao Nang. So
is that actually, did you actually buy that from the cafe? It's quite a good hat actually.
No, I give it to him.
How much did it cost?
It wasn't much, like £6.
You know what, I did Sean Walsh's podcast the other day. And I think we came up with a brilliant idea. I was discussing how I can't eat fish, but I would like to eat sushi. It looks, you know, wasabi and stuff. He went, oh, what? Because of the travelator. Yeah. I said, that is fun. He goes, you know what they should do? They should do a full English on a travelator. So you're in the thing and just like, that would be a great, I think that's a great gimmick, a full English.
Well, they did that with cheese, right? I think they did that in Selfridges, that they had a travelator with all different cheeses. There's no reason that you couldn't, but I suppose the difference is they need to stay hot.
Well, cheese.
And if you did a full English one,
no, you could have heat lamps all the way around. Can you like a continuous row of heat lamps?
Tell you what, I went. There's a lot of anti-Islamic sentiment at the moment.
I went.
Yeah,
well, in Thailand.
When you say Darius, that over here it seems to be more anti-Israeli. Is that what you mean? Do you mean on that because of that particular?
I don't know.
Issue?
I think it's about the same.
Oh, like I'm only mentioning this because I went to I had to do a visa run because I've been here too long. So I went to Kuala Lumpur, go see some friends. Mm. Went to the Hilton buffet breakfast. It's an incredible breakfast. There's so many options, but the bacon is beef bacon, and I
beef
honestly
beef.
Cannot.
It's
not even turkey bacon.
It's rank. It's like spam mint. It's just terrible. And
yeah,
I just,
horrible.
I like if I'm probably one of the most like I'm definitely the most liberal cast member on this toxic podcast. If there was anything which could be...
Actually, Leo's gone now, so the toxicity of the podcast is just like lessened by like 100%.
I'm very liberal, Ollie.
This has basically changed into the cuck podcast.
Yeah, simps. Three simp podcast.
Quick, say something racist.
Ollie.
To eat jizz out of. No, but honestly...
Yeah, we've replaced it with homophobia for sure.
Pork bacon is like... It's
pork
so nice.
Bacon.
And I read that the reason that Islam says don't eat pork is nothing necessarily to do with religion. It's all to do with like the practicalities of the fact that the people that practice Islam at the time, right? They just like pigs were the most unsanitary animal. So it was just like a health reason.
It's that. Same with shellfish and kosher, isn't it?
Yeah. But what a shame. I remember thinking this breakfast would be so good. I had like roti, there's a full fruit salad, there was an entire like waffle station.
Look at his face,
everything was good.
It's like his cum face when he talks about food, isn't it?
He's reminiscing.
Your eyes were rolling back in your head then. Seriously.
He's reminiscing.
Yeah, he's going, just food.
So
food.
Nice. I loved it so much. But it's totally let down by having chicken sausage and beef bacon. And
yeah.
Do you know that you have the blue zones in the world where they're like the blue zones are the people that have the longest life expectancy and healthier old ages?
Like Japanese people.
Right? Yeah. Do you know the only thing all the blue zones have got in common? Because they think it's olive oil, but it's not.
What is it?
They consume large amounts of pork. And they're not saying that is what it is, but that is an anomaly of the blue zones, is that they all consume large... I think fatty pork is so good for you. I think fat is so good for you. Ollie, looks good on
but,
you.
I mean, but
no, but I think
generally,
like,
whenever
it
I know what you mean. Whenever you see one of these old people on the news, you know, like they've celebrated their 106th birthday, they're always chain smokers, or like they always go, oh, I start my day with a pint of sherry. You know, like, do you not think?
No, that... you've made that up.
No.
Hang on. Don't think about what you've done.
How far is Malaysia from Thailand?
Well, you can drive if you wanted to.
Oh, can you? Oh, it's quite close.
Yeah, it shares a border. But obviously, yeah, I flew into KL. It was nice going back to Malaysia.
Did you see Rizal?
Yeah, saw Rizal. And
shout out to Rizal Van Gezel.
He sends his regards.
You've had your hair cut as well, Ollie.
Yeah, I got the sides trimmed.
Take your hat off. Let's see how long it is on top.
Also, for a while, I was sporting.
Oh, God. Why? Actually,
on,
it looks
like...
Off
being bullied.
Actually, it looks like your hair, Justin. What are you laughing at? He's got the same hairstyle as you.
It's just so flat.
Oh, yeah, it's flat.
No, I got more body than he's got body. That's good. Yeah. It's an undercut, man. You look like you should be in Ned's Atomic Dustbin. I'm hitting all the old references today. From Carter.
For a while, I had a moustache before a girl told me to shave it off. And once that happened,
you've still got a bit of one now, to be fair. I can see something.
Well, I just
there.
Didn't shave today, but that's what I look like with a moustache. And
we can't see. Oh, God. Lucky you didn't do a podcast with that on. Imagine. Listen, just to clarify for the listeners, if you're not watching, Ollie's just shown us a picture of himself with a moustache.
Hold on.
But we've known him for however many years in England without a moustache. He suddenly goes to Thailand and he grows one to fit in. That is what he looks like.
That's right, yeah.
Can
pressure.
I put my hat back on?
Pedo pressure.
Yeah.
Pedo pressure. Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, it's a good look.
My hat guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Do you think the moustache, you know, it became sort of like synonymous with gay culture, like, you know, like the big handlebar tash. Like, do you think that's so when a dude's sucking you off and you look down, it looks super masculine, there's a moustache around your dick? There's no way you could confuse it for a woman's mouth.
I did read that the reason that we have beards...
I read that as well.
The reason Ollie's got a beard, what's her name?
Yeah.
No. The reason why we evolved to have beards is when you take a punch, if you take a clean punch to the jaw with a certain... Like, basically, they ran a bunch of simulations with simulated beards, and it can reduce the impact by up to 50%. If it's like a big, full, proper beard. So, like, you know, you could take a punch to the jaw, and that could potentially break your jaw. But with a beard, you got a 50% chance that maybe you don't. And so anyone that's, like, genetically got beards are likely to have been fighters.
I always thought that, you know, your fingernails are basically hair.
Yeah, collagen. Well, you didn't know that? Everyone knows that.
Yeah, they're made out, they're kind of hair. I thought that hair on your head is like your body. We're halfway evolving to creating a hard hat. Like, maybe we should have a big fingernail on our head, and it's not quite got there yet. And maybe
you're probably right.
Then I don't understand pubes, man. Why have you got like a fucking? What I don't understand. What, do you take a punch to the dick better? 50% better punch to the dick.
Well, presumably, yeah. Because I mean, the balls are already a compromise, right? It's like they're really fragile, but because they need to be cold, we keep them on the outside.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're hanging on the outside. Like, they're like,
it's heat regulation.
I know that, but I don't know why they've evolved to need heat. You'd think it'd be more imperative or more beneficial to have them tucked away safe and be able to produce sperms at a higher temperature, wouldn't you?
No, it's because sperms are like the vaccine. They need to be kept in cold temperatures.
Oh,
cold storage.
Mate. Have you seen about the vaccines giving people bad hearts?
What? No.
Even more now.
Another demonetized episode. We haven't even really been, I guess we were talking about Felching right at the start. So yeah, go on.
People were talking about taking vaccines to go to different African countries. If you wanted to go to, I don't know, Ghana, would you get a yellow fever vaccine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd get that, yeah.
Yeah. That's not the same equivalent, though, is
so
it?
So, do you know, have a guess, right? In America, if a kid had all of the standard inoculations, vaccinations, shots, jabs, whatever you want to call them, because I'm not sure, because they reckon that the COVID one's not actually a vaccine, is it? It's gene doping or gene therapy.
Gene therapy.
So if you, So if you just said all the shots, how many shots by the age of 10 do you think the average American child should have if they, not ill, just...
Depends what school they go to, I suppose, and whether they're a state that allows firearms.
He's always got to stipulate this kid, hasn't he? Every time he's asking anything...
I just made a joke because you said legal shots, man, and also guns can shoot. It was just a joke.
Have a rough guess, Ollie.
I don't know. Probably a lot. I'm guessing the answer is a lot.
That's not an out. That's
over
not a number, is
a
it?
A dozen?
What's a dozen? I'd say dozens. I'd say dozens on the high side. Apparently, it's 70 odd.
Well, no. So listen to this. If you've got a kid who's under the age of 2 or something now, even in the UK, by the age of 2, and you're born in whenever, like from the 90s up, they've had more vaccines in their 2 years than you've had in all your life.
Mm. They're vaccinated to the good. TB one. Have you got a TB scar on your arm?
Nah. For some reason, they did it at school. I went, you got to go get this vaccine. I was like, nah, I just didn't turn up. So I'm like, I've just been walking around, been poisoning everyone for years.
You haven't been poisoning anyone, mate. And
which
the thing
is the vaccine that causes autism? Did you take it?
I think I...
MMR. They drew blood out of Darius and injected that into people to give them autism. He's patient zero from autism.
That's actually very cruel, and it's a mean thing to say. If I do have autism, not diagnosed.
If I do have autism,
that's like me saying if I might be a little overweight.
That's
you're not a little overweight, Ollie.
That's a mean thing.
You look good. You're looking good, Ollie.
Why do you keep on chatting Ollie up? He's not going to marry you.
I don't know.
A little toy boy. He's only about 30.
Talking about fighting, MVP is signed to the UFC. So I'm going to go over to our resident UFC expert, which is obviously not Ollie. It's Justin. Yeah. Justin, quickly.
Can I just say, if you're calling me the expert, I placed 3 bets on the UFC just gone and lost. 3 bets. I lost all 3. But I was back in long shots because the odds were ridiculous for some of them. But I lost all. Did you watch the UFC at the weekend?
Yeah.
Colby Covington insulted Leon Edwards' dead dad. And Leon Edwards' head went. And I was like, right, I'm betting on Colby. Fucking Leon's head's gone. And then Colby Covington didn't show up. So I made the mistake of betting against my technical analysis based on the emotions of one of the fighters, and it didn't pan out.
But what about him?
We met MVP at Chappelle, didn't we?
Yeah, which we met this guy, and he's now signed to the UFC. And when we met him, he said that we were his inspiration.
No, Chappelle said I was his inspiration. You're getting confused because you think they all look the same. But we walked past MVP. And I went, that's Michael Venom Page. And Darius just stopped and turned around and went, are you famous? Straight to him like that. Didn't you? Do you remember?
Yeah, because of my autism. So what?
Yeah, it was autism. I wouldn't have said that.
And what, he was
Darius,
he...
Darius put his Rubik's Cube down and went, hang on a minute.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing was, we couldn't get a picture with him because we had our phones in these sort of bags. I wanted to get a photo with him.
But you don't want a photo with him. It's cooler to not have a photo.
I'm going to take lessons of cool from you, am I? With your fucking fry-up hat on.
What? Yeah.
It's Ollie's stomach.
That was a twist.
That's Ollie's prostitute.
What does it mean that he's signed? What does that actually
mean? So he was Bellator, but he was like, everyone's like, UFC's like the big one, right? That's playing the Premier League. Mm. And he should have really signed like, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. He didn't. And so now people are like questioning whether he can do it. But I think he's going to lose in UFC. What do you think, Jesse?
It depends who they match him up with. I mean, Michael Venom Page has got like a highlight reel knockout of Cyborg. He did a flying knee and cracked Cyborg's skull. And Cyborg collapsed face down. And this was back in the day of Pokemon. And someone chucked into the ring a Pokemon trainer hat and a Pokeball. And Michael Venom Page put a baseball cap, put a Pokemon baseball cap on and rolled a Pokeball at the Cyborg and did the sort of like, I've caught myself a Cyborg. but he didn't realize that he'd fractured his skull, like completely fractured. It was fucking, it was cold, man.
Imagine the disrespect, you're dying and someone's doing a Pokemon celebration over you.
Which is like not the most masculine thing, is it?
That's like a TikTok.
Yeah, yeah.
How long until like they teach you how to...
Him, like COD.
I want to see Ollie do a flying knee. That's what I...
Well, one of the moves that you're supposed to do is you're supposed to jump and like elbow down. And he tried to get me to do that once and he mimicked what I did and just said, no, don't bother.
Did the ring collapse.
Darius?
That's I mean it this time, Justin. That was your mate. Why were you asking that? You're making light of his.
Oh no, because he said the trainer said no more jumpy. He said no more jumpy, yeah. Hogman.
Whatever
you said. Yeah, you're not allowed to elbow 12-6 in the UFC or in MMA. In the unified rules, that's illegal.
Why?
One thing I have kind of noticed about, particularly the fights they do here for the tourists, is it is a lot like.
Do they play that music?
Yeah.
And do they have that tennis racket on their head?
No.
Do you know what I mean? The ceremonial tennis racket head.
Oh, thing. I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah. They do a bunch of ceremonial stuff, which I haven't still don't quite understand.
Some of them do really long, elaborate mimes, and they have their own sort of like mime they do.
Almost
and it's like
hacker,
fuck probably. Off. Yeah. Just get on
with it. Well, it's like WWE, they have fights.
Well, no, but I guess my point is, like, you know, WWF, it's like, it is a performance. You've got to think of those people more as, like, I think, you know, they're not really going for it. I mean, obviously, they're going for it, but they're not looking to sustain injury. Like, some of these guys, if they wanted to kill you, like, they can. Like, some of these moves are just brutal. Like, and if they want to take you down, they know which part of the shin to go for. They know how to use all their body weight.
But they have, like, hundreds of fights, don't they? Their records so are like insane. It's like 250 fights.
Exactly. So it's just not commercially necessary for them to cause any kind of
They don't go at it hammer and tong like a Western man, do they?
Well, I still don't really understand what Muay Thai actually is. But I'm enjoying
it. That's good. So how long have you been...
What?
Well, how long have you been doing it for now?
3 weeks.
And how...
Yeah.
How often? How long? So what's your training? You're training from like 9 till 5, or what?
No. It's if I want to, I can do 5 hours a day.
Mm.
But realistically, I'm doing 2 to 2.5 hours a day. And obviously, I didn't do the 4 days while I was in KL. But I went to the gym actually while I went there. I thought I'm in the mood for some exercise. So that was quite good. But basically, the way it's structured is you turn up at like 8:15. Skip from like 8:25 to maybe like 8:40. So like,
yeah, they teach you how to skip.
No, I think they just assume you know how to skip.
I don't know how to skip.
Do you know how to skip, Ollie?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we had skipping ropes at school.
You had skipping ropes
that.
At school. Fucking hell.
My school was so poor we couldn't afford skipping ropes. So
if we had skipping ropes at our school, we'd have hung ourselves.
Actually, do you know the skipping ropes are really thick? They're like kind of plastic tubing. They're not really thin. So
you,
like,
do you skip barefoot?
Everything's barefoot. Hmm. Yeah, yeah. They can't bring.
Why do people in that end part of the world love flip flops so much?
Because
they're like balls.
Your feet get sweaty.
But they love flip flops.
Yeah,
I feel like they should have seen the shoe by now and moved over to full shoe.
Yeah, but you don't want shoes. I brought. Three pairs of shoes. No. Yeah, I did. I brought three pairs of shoes with me because I'm going to need them for Australia. I'm basically not worn them once.
I bet you've got a pair of them shoes that look sort of like leather moccasins with all the posh rugger buggers
I got a pair of sports shoes and then I got some nice white shoes for the
stage. I bought a pair of shoes today. I wasn't meant to, and I went to the Nike. I went to the Nike outlet. I've got them on now.
Darius, what's this podcast come? It's just men talking about shoes they bought, and that's absolutely fine. There's literally nothing wrong with that.
I went to the Nike outlet store at Riverside, and Nike high top blazers. They were reduced by 30%, and I got a pair of blazers for like £51. That's good, isn't it?
Yeah, great deal.
Are these your shoes you were talking about?
Second brown ones, the 110 ones, the second ones. The ones that
I've never owned them.
That's an Ollie shoe, isn't it?
An Ollie special.
Just imagine him in them with no socks, walking about Guadalupe. eating an ice cream with a little boy holding a boy's hand.
Get me a pair of 11s.
I can't afford it.
Well, I was going to get you a gift.
What? I've got a gift for the readers. It's about gift for the readers. Although every time I look, it goes up and more expensive. I've got a new face cream. It's this one. Collagen and Vitamin E Tepasequity Cream. It's the same one that Salma Hayek uses, and they give it to burns victims, and it really does just, it makes your skin feel great. But when I bought it 2 weeks ago, it was £16, and now look, these fucks, it's £25 already. So
well,
people
have
heard.
There's only five left in stock.
When you say they give it to burns victims, do you mean to treat the scars or to treat them while they're still burnt, or like more of a sort of rehabilitation thing?
It's like for a rehabilitation thing. So it comes from, it's got this special thing from a tree, and they gave it to burns victims, and then the special thing that Tesco.
A stock line which I've used for years now has been like whenever I've met a really well groomed like French or European guy, I'll always say, oh yeah, the European men, they take care of themselves. They have a moisturizing routine that in the UK we would use for burns victims. I always thought that was a joke, but now Darius has actually validated my quip.
Yeah, burns. Well, obviously, if you're burnt, you need even more better skincare.
Yeah, but no one's looked at Simon Weston and thought, yeah, I want to look like that guy. What are you doing in the morning?
But they've looked at Salma Hayek and thought, yeah, I want to look like her.
I don't know who Salma Hayek is. I mean, I feel
you don't
like
know
I
who Salma Hayek
name.
Is. Salma Hayek is she? You must know Salma Hayek. Is she smoking hot?
I know that about her. That's my ex. Have we talked about using hemorrhoid cream?
That does give you wrinkles.
I've also used hemorrhoid cream on my eyes, and that does also work. Preparation H.
Just bought them. Look, brand new.
Let me have a look.
Do you have shoes that you only wear for stage?
Yeah. I've got a pair of custom-made Air Force Ones that I designed on the Nike ID site. They're yellow and blue and white. Yeah, and I just wear them. But these are brand new. I'm breaking them in. £51, Darius. What do you think about that?
What are those ones? They're not Dunks. They're Blazers.
Hmm.
They're nice. They're all right.
For 50 quid. Yeah, not I could bad. Not buy them.
Although, what about the Air Max? Well, what about those Air Max that we both had a pair of them and they were like floppy UGG Air Max?
Yeah, I told you about that time I went on stage at Backyard. And there were some East End sort of lads in the front row all coked up. And, you know, the sort of boys that they're wearing every penny they earn. They had like Boss, you know, like they had like fucking, they had like Armani, everything.
Every
do you know what I mean? Stone Island. Yeah, every penny they earned, they were wearing it. And I went on stage and this fat one, I hadn't even said anything, I was the MC. He went, them trainers are from Sports Direct. And they were. And I fucking... Man, I got back and chucked them out. I wanted to die. It was the first time I'd ever wore them. But they were like sports, like the ones we bought, Darius. They were like Sports Direct exclusive Air Max. And they
really?
Went like Uggs, didn't they?
Yeah, just had no structural integrity.
Yeah, they were all floppy. Like your dick, Ollie. You
fake. Talking about fake stuff, have you seen the Fire Stick TV crack? I've managed to... Well, not mine. My friend has acquired a Fire Stick TV with every channel in the world and all the pay-per-views. Not me.
How?
Someone else.
I need get one of those in my life.
It's easy. I'll explain it now quickly for the viewers. Not that I know.
Hypothetically, how would it work?
Hypothetically, what you would do is you'd buy the 4K streaming Fire Stick from Amazon. You'd go into My Fire TV in the settings. You'd click on the about until it says you are now a developer. You'd then go into the app store. You'd download downloader app. Then in the downloader app, you'd open it and you'd put www.firesticktricks.com/TIVI. Then you'd download that app. You'd click install. Then you'll have the ability, now that you've got TV Mate, to watch, if you were so inclined, illegal TV from all around the world. Then what you need to do is find an IPTV provider. Now, I don't know if there's one called IPTV Void, that gives you a 1 day free trial, which they just don't never cancel, so you get free tea forever. But you put your email address in there, get the IPTV void like details, put them in the thing, boom, you got free TV.
I take it
Not
back.
that
You're
I
not
know,
too
what I've
sophisticated,
heard.
Darius.
I love scams like that. And you know
Remember
what?
To pay
This
your
is this is
license,
this
kid.
yeah, pay your no. Also, if you were to use this, I would suggest you use a VPN.
Yeah.
I use pure
And
VPN.
the best one. Hypothetically, don't announce that you're doing it on a podcast. No.
Yes, that was crucially, don't mention that you're doing it on a podcast. Not that I
Yeah.
would do it. The funny thing is, though, people wouldn't even know about this if they didn't say, "Oh, we're going to sue everyone who does this." I went, "Well, I better look into it." So
Streisand effect. We
I
spoke about
tried
this.
to.
So I went the best one I ever did is when my kids were little. I got a Wii, a Nintendo Wii, and I did that homebrew
You said we.
jailbreak on it. I had to do it with you had to have the Lego Indiana Jones game. And then you had to download this thing and put it on a USB and put it in the USB port. And then you had to go into the only thing you had to buy was the Lego. You had to have the disc for the Lego Indiana Jones game. You had to go to this thing and do save, and there was a gateway in the Lego Indiana Jones game. So when you put load game, sorry, and it said what game do you want to load, you put in this USB. It would look outside the program, and then it downloaded this homebrew, and I had like 150 games on it. Just that used to download them and
But
put them
you know,
all on.
the thing is, though, Nintendo are one of the most vigilant, perhaps the
Yeah.
most vigilant of all of them regarding DRM copyright protection. So even now, you can't get certain games, you can't buy them, they're physically enabled. So even if you wanted to
Yeah.
buy it legitimately, you can't. So people
Yeah.
download the ROMs, and Nintendo sue them for downloading a ROM of a game they won't even sell. So Nintendo are proper vigilant on it, even
I
old games
think
from
that's
like the
why they
80s.
stuck with the cartridge so long, because the 64 was cartridge based, but that was the same era as the PlayStation. And they didn't go CD to GameCube, did they? And I think because cartridges are almost impossible to pirate, I guess. I don't know. But I know that with Nintendo,
Well,
it'd be like
hold on a
some things were
second.
PAL and some
I,
things were.
you, you speak out of turn. I managed to get well, not for the N64, but when I was really small, I got a wild card for the Super Nintendo, and it blew everyone's eyes. It would You stuck it on top of the Super Nintendo, you'd put the SNES game in, any game in, and you would copy the SNES game onto
Right.
actual floppy disks, and you would just load the game up from the floppy disk.
Yeah,
So you could just
but
that you
that
could.
but am I right in thinking that was a piece of hardware that a third party
Yeah,
manufactured?
you needed
That's what I'm saying.
it.
You couldn't home break it, is what I'm saying.
Oh
Nintendo
yeah, but
were,
you couldn't do any of that because there was no internet, there was no nothing at the time, or USB in
There is
connection.
something so fucking good about getting something for free, isn't it? And I think on the internet, we're so used to getting things for free. Like when you have to pay for. I remember like a while ago when everyone was like, oh, you wouldn't download a coffee.
Yes, I
Why would you
would.
download? Yeah, of course I fucking would. Like, I mean,
You
if I could
wouldn't
download anything, I'd download it. I just can't, you idiot.
you wouldn't buy a press subscription, then share it in a WhatsApp group as your permanent thing between multiple people, then put an alert every time you use it so the next person doesn't use it at
It was like, oh, you wouldn't shoplift a
the
book. Why are you illegally downloading a Kindle? It's like, I fucking shoplifted hundreds of books. I've
But
downloaded
hold.
anything that I thought I'd get
No,
away
you
with it.
haven't.
You're talking to the wrong person. Wait, Ollie, what are you trying to say? I ain't read a fucking book. I know what you're saying.
Hold on a second. I just want to say before I forget, I've got an actual point on this. This is what these companies don't understand, right? They think if I work and I don't,
That book?
My
Art since
fucking book,
19. Why
Ollie.
is that the cutoff point?
That just happens
Why is
to be here. Hey,
1960 the
what's
cutoff
this?
point?
Another book.
Art.
Oh, Mr. Bookman,
Right.
what
Can
about
I just
this?
say,
What about
can I
this?
just say,
I've got an art
your
degree,
argument,
chumps.
right, of I read books, yeah, is not won by show me picture books. I read
Oh, yeah? Oh, Stop
yeah?
showing us Snoopy. Why do you love why did art only start in 1960?
I didn't
No,
know you
not
could get
since
Where's Wally in
1960s, and
paperback.
it's postmodernism, Darius. Hey, what about this, Ollie? The philosophers have ain't no pictures in there. Just deep philosophy. Yeah,
Yeah, no
that's never been
books
read.
either.
I'd say
Yeah,
that was on the coffee table to try and get pussy.
well, I've got books as well somewhere.
That spine is as straight as Darius's.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's
Straight as
actually
my
a good one.
piece.
Well done. What about this one?
Why do you love
Why are you
art?
reading about art?
I went to art school. I've got an art degree.
Have you? That was
So,
useless.
yeah, what was the point?
Hey, I'm actually this is just my books I've got up in my loft. Look.
What's the best? I've got a quick question. What is the best website to buy large prints of like art so I can just put them in a thingy? Like nice art. Best website.
Athena. You get a nice print one of a nice black and white one of a topless man holding a baby. Or the tennis player scratching her ass. That's what I'd with.
What happened to Athena?
I don't know, but it was just sort of like very classic shit images. Like a chimpanzee on a toilet, I remember, was one.
Yeah.
Wait. I just want to say about the pirate. This is the thing about pirating, right? But they don't these come. First of all, Netflix is stupid. What once Netflix was cheap and easy, people were like, you know what? £7, it's worth it for the convenience. I'm not going to bother pirating. But now, if you want to watch all your content, you've got to get Amazon Prime, Netflix, Disney. And it comes to so much. People are like, well, it's not cheap anymore. It's expensive. So now you've annoyed me so much, I'm going to pirate. But what they understand as well is that, listen, you think if I'm pirating, I'm stealing from you. But what you understand is you were never, ever getting that money, right? The money, I wasn't going to buy. I'm only doing this because I can. If I couldn't, I wouldn't watch your stuff. So if I'm watching a film or something, like, I'm not going to watch your film unless. So all you're doing is
Netflix
perhaps.
Is trash.
Or music, for example. If I was to just download your song illegally, you would never get the money, but you might get a fan and you might get rewarded in other ways.
So what about
just pause there, Darius. One sec. You're saying this as someone who works in the arts and who makes their living.
That's right.
But
I'm not stealing open mic musicians and stuff.
Hang on, that's like a thief going, well, I'm a burglar. I'm not going to lock my fucking door because I nick things, so I want people to nick things off me.
Right, firstly, Justin used the F word. He told me to F off.
That's a warning. that's a fine warning.
Right. But my point is, right, it is kind of true that we are in the business of putting stuff out online for free.
Hold on. I'm going to interject here, right, to answer your thing. Listen, everyone listening, if I ever become a millionaire, highly successful comedian and not a flipping bucket comedian, as I was recently called this year, then you are allowed, formally allowed, Jamali is really funny, then you are formally allowed to illegally download my content. If you ever see me on HBO or Netflix, you're allowed to illegally steal it. You have my permission.
I completely co-sign. If I ever release a book or if I ever go on tour, you're allowed to sneak in like I did to Chappelle when we saw Michael Venn in Page.
Yeah.
I didn't have a
totally
ticket.
Fine.
And in fact, get someone's chair and intimidate you into leaving me alone.
You can't sneak in and do it now because now I need the money. But if I'm a millionaire, feel free, break in. I'll take pictures of you backstage. I'll enjoy it. I'll respect you more.
Point, right, that you famously have asked. A woman. Darius got banned from a venue because someone had a companion ticket so they could wheel their wheelchair friend in, and Darius mistakenly suggested that they might want to pay in order.
No, that's not how it happened.
The point that you made to me was: so what if they're a companion? They still enjoyed the show.
No, this is what I said. I think I can't remember the actual thing. It's a while ago now. I said at the beginning of my shows, listen, pay what you can at the end of the show, right? If you stay, you've got to pay. And look, I don't care. If you leave within 10 minutes, that's fine. You have to, you've seen 10 minutes, not for you, that's fine.
So far fair.
But if you stay, don't stay till the end of the show where I put loads of effort in, tried everything, paid thousands to rent a room, and then go, I'm not donating. I didn't enjoy the show. What the fuck? You can't eat the meal and then just go, no, they got to pay. So this thing with that disabled person, whatever, it wasn't that one who didn't donate. None of them donated. I went out of my way to make room for them to stop to set the show up so they could put the chair there, move chairs around, made it accessible for them. And then we didn't enjoy the show. What the fuck are you doing here? I don't care. What, you're disabled. You can't be a cunt. You're more of a cunt in my eyes.
Why did you stay the whole hour? Did you have a flat tire?
Yeah.
You could have gone at any moment.
Listen, I would have wheeled you out myself. I'd have stopped the show. So look, the way I see it is, if you stated, if the, it's different, if you're, look, and this is the door, but you're stealing, like, I don't, look, man, I will, Metallica, I'm going to steal from you. Beyonce, I'm going to steal from you. Hollywood, I'm going to steal from you. And I don't feel bad, because what? They're giving back to the community. They make so much money. I don't care.
How about this? Think about this. You know, like Napster, Pirate Bay, LimeWire, all that, and Metallica came out famously and lost loads of goodwill by attacking. But fucking you, how is it that when we are just like sharing stuff, file sharing amongst ourselves, it's all clamped down and banned? But Spotify are making billions and they pay the artists fuck all, didn't they? That's like sanctioned stealing, but Spotify are the ones doing, not stealing, but they're the ones that are
exploiting
the artists. It's weird, isn't it? That we can't do it, but they can.
But the equation to solve is, consumers have a certain amount of money they are willing to spend on art, right? And artists do need to get some of that somehow.
Yeah.
And I guess what's happening is, people that were previously spending money on Netflix or the license fee are paying it to Leo's Patreon or some other direct way straight to the artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, what's your point?
What have you been all moderate for? What the fuck's that? What have you been all sensible? Can you say something ridiculous, please?
That's what are you being all moderate for? Why are you doing a balanced opinion?
Why are you being all even-handed and fucking... Come on, bruv. Say something incendiary. Do you not get the memo?
I think pirating from someone... I think it's bad to pirate if they've got no money or something. But you can't be like... Oh, yeah, neither do I really. I'm lying. But anyway, all of us, Navarro's coming and turn up. I'm like, all of us just bloody turn on giveaway content for free now. Anyway,
yeah. No one. I do this because it's a laugh, and like someone might come see me at a show. I don't care if they don't, and I wouldn't if I was the audience.
Yeah, but to us, that is the strategy. I don't think any hour of my comedy is worth £10 as a one-off.
Here she is. You got the same hairstyle as you, Ollie.
She's so cute. Who's that, Navarro? Can you see?
What are you yawning for?
It's because it's 1:30 in the morning and I've been training.
Oh, that's fair. I didn't realise that.
Hello, what a Navarro. Beautiful. She's not interested. She can't hear because of the things in my ears. Okay.
That's
piss off.
Did you say your daughter to piss off?
Yeah. Little joke.
So I haven't drunk for 13 days. What do you think about that? Easy.
You look like a drunk still.
Ollie, that's your final warning. We discussed this off air about Justin's crippling alcohol addiction, and that we're going to be supportive. And also, you know, Ollie, that you've had a good week now that when you buy a plane ticket, you can get another one for free in America because of your weight.
Yeah.
And is that true?
Yeah, that is true. That's what Southwest Airlines have done.
You can almost get through a hula hoop.
Well, there was a moment early this year when I took a flight and I got to the end of the seatbelt. And I thought, any more, I'm going to need an extender.
No, you have to ask the extending thing.
But I got to the end. That's it.
To put it in a crease as well, didn't you? You had to put it in a. I bet it weren't on a big part of your gut. I bet it was in the sort of creasy bit.
Look,
in the ripple.
I didn't need to ask for an extension, but that was the universe saying, Ollie, you might be full.
Was that rock bottom?
Nah. Is that why you've gone to where you've gone to? You want to get like dysentery and shit, like some sort of parasite, lose a bit of weight?
No, I didn't actually come here with the expectation of losing weight.
Well, you have. You look great.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
What? What is this, the compliment podcast?
What about... I'm proud of you because it is actually, particularly in December, particularly when you're a stand-up where all of our... You know, you're going to be working in places where people are boozing,
right?
It's probably even harder for you. So I do think, like, this is a testing month.
Talk about the negatives of not drinking for me? There's some negatives.
Well, tell us about your drinking, your alcohol addiction, and how you've got to the 13 days sober.
I had had enough anyway, and then I went to Portugal, and it was all free booze, and I drank.
Guess who we went with?
BT.
BT.
And
Billy Banana.
On the way there, I was saying to my girlfriend, she dropped me off at the airport, I said, I'm not going to drink. I've had enough of it. I was dreaming about booze. I was dreaming about not drinking. I had this really vivid dream like the night before I left, where I was going around all these pubs and ordering all these pints, and I couldn't drink it. I was going, I don't want that. And then I was ordering another one. And I had this really vivid dreams of ordering delicious ice cold lagers and pushing them away. And I've been drinking heavily since I was about 13, like heavily. And the trouble is, I never had a rock bottom where I got done for drink driving or punched my boss. So I never did anything like cunty. I had to stop. But then I started going yellow, and I was like, well, my body's... I was high functioning, but my body was packing up. So I was like, I just want to stop. And then I went to Portugal, and I can't remember coming back or anything. And that was a bit of a wake-up call. And I'm working a lot.
Were you gigging this drunk?
No. Never. No. I'd always drink after a gig. But even if the trouble with me is I'd be at home, and I live like 20 seconds from a Tesco Express, right? I'd get three big bottles of beer. They did the three, you know, the 660 mils. I'd get three of them for £6. Then I'd go back and get another three. Then I'd go back and get another three. And then in the morning, I'd look in the bin and there was another three. So I was drinking 12. I can't remember going to Tesco's. And that's just my standard, was waking up and can't remember going to bed every night.
So you would drink a dozen?
Yeah, standard, yeah. I've worked out I'm going to be saving about £900 a month from not drinking.
Well, it cost alone, that's like.
Why don't you start making your own beer? Then you can save money and still be an alcoholic.
I'm not saying I'm an alcoholic, because I spoke to you about it. And I
said, why don't you download beer?
Yeah, if I fucking could, mate. I'd mainline it. But no, I don't think I am. And I spoke to the woman I speak to today, and I said, like, I found it so easy. So I don't think I was physically addicted. I was using it as other.
Although,
stuff.
Be careful, because there's loads of stuff, right, that people who do go cold turkey from alcohol, the withdrawals can like be.
No, but I've done 13 days in. The first Sunday was tough, because Sunday was my all day session day, and I got a bit grouchy. But that was more like someone that'd give up smoking. I was a bit like annoyed that I had to deprive myself. It's basically gluttony, isn't it, Ollie? You know about that, greed. And
I ate a whole pack of mince pies yesterday, so I'm fasting all day today.
That's what I mean. You think that, like, you know, like you can do that with food. You can fast today. Where I would just the next day, if I had a massive binge, like about 1-2 in the afternoon, I'd have a hair of the dog, and I was doing that constantly. But the negative I remember is I don't have subconsciously. I think I've always been. Basically my testosterone must be coming back up, because I am. I've had every time I get out of my car, I'm road raging. Today, I stopped and beeped and started reversing up the main road. I wanted to kill someone.
And you woke up this morning with a boner when you woke me up.
Oh, mate, that's like a teenager prodding you in the back, weren't I? Oh, the big spoon. it's like, no, I'm going back
in
to
the
teenage
zone.
Levels. Of like, yeah, I'm going back to teenage levels of like nightmare. Like, I just want to fight everyone. And I'm not saying I would ever do anything about it, but like, you know, you see a woman and they're on my radar now. I'm getting sort of like,
That sounds rapey, Justin.
Yeah, can you clarify what you mean, please, that women are on your radar?
I think I was subconsciously dulling my testosterone with alcohol. And like now I'll be like, oh, there's a woman over there. But I wouldn't have even noticed before. I'm not going to do anything about it, but I'm just saying I'm getting aggressive.
What does your girlfriend, who's lovely, what does she think about this?
Well, I haven't told her. No, I've tried to tell her everything. No, she just thinks it's good. I won't keep an eye on it. And like I said to the woman I talked to today, I now have to maybe...
What woman? Wait a minute. What woman do you talk to?
Yeah, what like woman?
Counsellor.
Do you do therapy?
I've told you loads of times. I go every Tuesday.
What has this podcast become?
Darius did therapy, and his main issue with therapy was he couldn't keep track of the lies he told.
Apparently, it doesn't work.
That's the hard part.
Well, what's the point? I always talk to someone.
Telling the truth to yourself. Telling the truth to yourself is the hard part, isn't it? To be serious. Mm.
What does it do? Okay, in serious question, do you think therapy does anything?
Right. Okay,
it has for me.
What does it do then? Why can't you just talk to yourself?
I thought that before I did therapy, I thought it was for losers who can't solve their own problems. And now I've done it, I've realized that is exactly what it is, but it works.
But how does it work?
Okay, here's the analogy I can give you, right? You know, if I said to you, like, do 10 multiplied by 12.
Yeah, 120. Right? So what?
That's really
I didn't
impressive.
Even know that. I had to wait for Barry to answer.
They didn't mass. Cover that in your output.
what's 9 plus 10?
Yeah, 19. So what?
21. You two are old, man. It's 21.
9 plus 10?
It's 21.
Is that a pontoon reference?
No.
What?
Pontoon.
Explain.
Fucking all right, Nan.
What time does... What does 9 plus... What time does a Chinese man go to the dentist?
Whenever time's available, you right.
Yeah, whenever half, it's available.
Half past one.
I know. What time does a Chinese man go to the dentist? 8 in the morning, because he is the dentist.
That's racist, Justin. That's racist. That's why is it 19? Why is it 19?
9 plus 10 is 21.
Yeah, why?
It's a fucking meme. You don't know that meme? If you went up to someone in the street and like, if someone came, you know, you see those things in the street.
Well,
where they
that,
sort of
that
like
concludes our section on mental health. Then,
yeah, exactly. Back to your section. Say what you were saying. Good. So stop distracting us with stupid memes. Then. No one knows, Justin.
He was on about doing sums. It was him. Plus 10 or whatever.
He was saying, okay, so say it. Yeah, okay.
That you can't make any point that lasts longer than a sentence, because otherwise we just use like ADHD.
Sponsored by Alvance.
What is it? But wait, so got back in the room. What is it? It was like it was right. Do a saying. It's like doing maths.
Once you do maths right, sometimes the sums get so big, you've just got to write them down on paper. And once you've written it down on paper, then you can start doing the sums. So it's not like your mind's like. Writing it down on paper doesn't change the complexity of the problem. It just like helps you put a perspective on that problem, right? Makes it easier to work out. And I think what therapy has done is like, once you have to articulate to a compassionate but kind of emotionally agnostic third party, you've got to work out exactly what you think.
Yeah. So they can be.
Do they tell you what to do?
No. And if they do, then they're not doing their job right. But you can have like a nebulous, amorphous kind of set of feelings in your head. But having to convert that into language to communicate is that's what Ollie's saying. It's like a big part of it. It's like you're decoding abstract feelings.
100%.
Into...
And also, like therapists, like they understand because they see loads of clients. They've obviously had to like read about psychology or whatever. They know about patterns. So like, I was talking to my therapist today about something, and she just said,
you got a therapist, Luke.
Yeah, go on anyway.
I was talking about I'm having sex with too many beautiful women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the fags.
Is that a euphemism for eating donuts?
Yeah.
That's your final warning.
Curves are sexy. No, anyway, and what she just said, she said, well, you know, typically, She just made a point about how, like, people, if they're going to choose a struggle, they'll normally choose a struggle that they're familiar with, right? Mm. And, like, fine, right? A really trite thing to say out of context. But that really, like, clarified.
But
like,
what does that mean?
What it means, if someone's behaving a certain way. Okay, so to talk about... Yeah. That's right. Okay, put it this way, right? Yeah. Let's say you have to explain to someone that you're a stand-up. Right, which is like not really a proper job, not very stable.
You have to explain that to the audience when you're finished.
Oh god!
You have to explain what just happened for 20 minutes because
I'm listening, Nolly. Go on.
the point is, right? Most people will repeat the struggles that they've seen their parents do. So, like, they might be in a job they hate, but they've seen their dad cope. Yeah, they've seen their dad cope in a job he hates. Right, so at least they've got a framework to cope with that, right? So most people, they're going to choose we're going to have to choose some kind of struggle. We will tend to follow the same struggles that we see in our parents, which is why like people who've grown up in an abusive household or seen their parents have an abusive relationship, they at least know how to handle an abusive relationship, so they're more likely to be in one.
Yes, familiarity, isn't it? And the thing is, you think we always say role model as a positive thing. Like But you can have negative role models, or, you know, it's just that's a role, yeah. isn't it? Yeah. But for me, I think I've been doing that's that with booze, a lot of things with booze. I've always suffered from insomnia. I think like a percentage of my drink problem was just fearful of lying awake all night. So I would pass out every night. I also feel like I don't deserve to feel good. So having a hangover all day was like a little cross I had to bear. But like you were saying, it was a controllable cross that I chose. Because the back of my mind, I'd be thinking, oh, I didn't have to drink last night. But I sort of like, if I didn't have that, I needed like a black dog follow me around. So because I found it, I found a comfort in that in a weird way. Do you know what I mean? In having that. Yeah.
Darius, but now able to listen with an empathetic ear and reflect?
It doesn't.
I'm listening with an. Well, you know what? Here's my issue with therapy. What I didn't know any about.
I could diagnose you, Darius, in 10 seconds, mate. I know exactly what your issue is.
Yeah, what is it?
But I'm not gonna do it on here. It's a bit heavy. I'm not gonna say it on here.
All right, hold on a second.
I've got it as well.
Well, now we all want to know what it is. What my main issue is.
Oh no, I'm not going to say. I'll tell you after.
Apparently, I've done several.
No, but I know the root.
You know my problem with therapy is you go to therapy, and you're having this like heart to heart with this person, and then you think this person really understands me. Then they're like, "Where's the money?" So I thought we're fucking friends. But they're not your friend.
It's
like a lawyer.
No, but Darius, you'll ask your friends for money.
You're just paying.
I never ask anyone for money.
Yeah, no, but.
But why can't you just talk to yourself then?
Well, you can.
I mean,
it's just different. It is different. I've been talking to myself my whole life, but it's very unkind things, you know, just to talk to someone else.
I've been training up my whole life to talk to Ollie. Budget unqualified therapist, one that's actively hostile to the course.
No, but I'm so unkind to myself, and I think all of us are. If your internal dialogue isn't like, if you listen to your internal dialogue, and if you could personify that dialogue, and if that person would be a good friend, then I think you're a narcissist. I think most people's internal dialogue is a cunt. I think we're all cunts.
Darius is a narcissist for different reasons. No
one's internal voice is like, oh, you're really good at comedy. Oh yeah, no, you're not an imposter. You should be. Maybe yours is, Ollie. No, you're really funny. Oh, that joke you just thought was brilliant.
Those leather moccasins will look good.
Yeah. Yeah, get some more clothes. Get another pair of trainers out of Mountain Warehouse.
Was it you or me that first started just saying I'll kill myself? Randomly, apropos of nothing, when we're just feeling
slightly anxious. I say that. But there's a comfort in saying that because it's like, I
wonder whether I was saying it before we even met. I'll kill myself.
I'll kill myself. I say that to hecklers. I'll kill myself. Is that what you want? I'll kill myself.
I've got that kind of fantasy that where someone makes me so angry, like, I said, I'm going to jump under a train right in front of them and make them feel bad.
Yeah, that'll show you.
Yeah, that'll show them.
Like, that'll show you.
Yeah, some blokes.
Mine will be like the slightest thing. Like I had to get money out of an ATM and I pushed the wrong button. So you know when you get money from an ATM abroad, you've got to do it without the currency conversion because otherwise the ATM adds margin, so you pay like 5% more. So and I just know that, and I travel a lot, and I pressed the wrong button, so I paid an extra like 40 quid for this withdrawal.
Oh wow!
And
I'll kill myself.
Yeah, I know. Sure. Mm. That was the point. So when I was just mopeding back, and I was just thinking, oh, so I'll kill myself.
If you killed yourself, wait a minute, here's a serious one. Do you think you'll get a chort or obituary?
No.
Yeah, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
With Justin?
No, I wouldn't. But he definitely wouldn't.
No, Ollie, he's had a chort review, haven't you?
I've had a chort review. And
then they can link to the review. Yeah, he'd get one.
Like circuit hack. What would mine say? Circuit old hat.
No, you would get British Comedy Guide would cover your death.
That was
I'll
nice.
Make sure of it.
Who's that? That fucking bloke what calls everyone duck. Who are you talking about?
No. I know who you're talking about. You're talking about not Comedy Review.
Right. That's who you should review. That's who you should do your reviews, not a comedian reviews.
Darius,
that's your final warning. I can't
Actually,
warn you anymore.
I've had 3 weeks with no gigs.
Is it fun?
See, by choice. Do you know what? I've started having ideas for material, and it is a bit annoying that I can't try it.
What's your material about now? You're getting in better shape. Has it changed your outlook on life? Now you're sort of healthier.
No, I've started to talk about I've started to think about like dating and breakups, because obviously like my ex lived in chaos. I mean, think about that. And
what
I've just started
thinking
King's Lynn.
No, I started thinking about like how the tone changes after you break up, like girls writing to you, you know, like the breakup message is always like you've done something wrong at
back
work.
Back in the friend zone.
Or worse, it's like they're kind of like some HR, like I wish you all the best
Cold.
For your future endeavors.
A seance, like you're communicating with the dead, they're communicating with you through a Ouija
friend.
Board.
Yeah, so I've started having like thoughts about that. And I'd be, wouldn't that be, that's the kind of thing you could just sneak into a normal set just to see if that vibes. But obviously I can't. But also what I have done now is I'm doing a show, I'm previewing my next show in Perth, and I've decided what my walk-on music's going to be. I forgot what an absolute banger this song is.
I only play 10 seconds of it though, because it will get us cut off.
I won't play it. Yeah. Do you know the song Calvin Harris, The Girls?
No. I know Calvin Harris.
In my head all of a sudden.
I think Leo lived with lived with Calvin Harris.
What, in that prison manor house?
Yeah, they used to live together.
That's cool. But basically, the start of his song The Girls is he just lists different nationalities of girls that he says he likes. Like, I like their black girls, I like their white girls, I like
Which ones
Asian
does he
girls.
Omit though? That's the telling ones. I don't
but
like them ones.
It's such a dated funny song. And then the chorus just goes, I get all the girls, I get all the girls, on repeat.
It's like Darius's bumhole song.
My bumhole song's better. Yeah, I got a bumhole.
You should do that.
I got a bumhole
song.
That's hard.
Yeah, I've written an R&B banger called Look at Them Titties.
That's misogynist.
That's misogynist.
No,
I didn't say
you could be looking at my titties,
did I? I'm talking about Ollie's titties.
You could be looking at my titties.
Ollie's not an he's not an object. It's not a sex object. No. He's a person who goes to therapy and wants
that
to kill himself when he
my brow hair, Ollie. What you have
pays 40 pounds.
Yeah. Do you know what? I've got a problem with my body hair. Darius has noticed this. My toes are hairy, which Darius finds objectionable.
Disgusting. Like a hobbit.
Do they get all stuck in between your teeth, Darius?
Yeah.
Yeah.